Episode 171, Bermuda Trip, Day 3. Another great day, loves. We started off waking up late and then finished watching Transformers. It had started off slow the night before and we were so sleepy, but now we were awake and it really started picking up. Initially, he had wanted to watch it, but he told me he actually liked it and he hadn't wanted to watch it, but he told me he actually liked it and it was 4 out of 5. I agreed. The fights with the humans and the Autobots against the Decepticons was exciting and had a lot of twists and turns. We truly enjoyed it, and then it was time to get ready to hit the gym, followed by talking to the manager about the hold. The gym was great, and besides working out, he took pictures and videos of me for my future postings. Then we head to the main desk to speak to the manager. She was really nice and took care of everything for us, plus helped us with suggestions regarding where we wanted to go for the rest of the week. From there, we went to Cathedral Cave. It was part of our resort and a cool moment. I told him it would be cool for Mum and Dad to come back with us before the beach, and he agreed, so we went back to the room and frolicked for a bit before meeting up with them. I changed into my bathing suit, and we were off. I did a video of all of us walking to the cave and going in, and then he took pictures of me and did a video too. From there, we head to the beach, and it was cool, but the wind prevented us from staying too long. I will say that my pictures and videos came out amazing, but then after we split from Mum and Dad, I realized we hadn't taken any pictures of him. We went back and took some phenomenal ones. He looked great and so confident. Then we took a pic of together, and I must say, it goes down as one of our best pics ever. It was so hot, and we loved it. We went back to the room, showered, and then got ready for dinner, but not before ironing our clothes for the night and day. For the night and next day. We dressed in our top-tier outfits and walked over to the restaurant. It was cold and windy, but we braved the weather, and after waiting for them to cool us, we sat down at a table overlooking the ocean. It was beautiful, and the food pretty good. Mum, Dad, and I had spaghetti bolognese, and he had a sausage pepperoni and black olive pizza. After that, we were pretty full and head back to the room to watch Ray. I had seen it before, but they hadn't. Jamie Foxx truly embodied Ray Charles, but I had forgotten how much of a jerk he was. Just going through women and continuously cheating on his wife. He was definitely a visionary, talented and had ambition, but he kind of left a lot of people behind that cared about him. It was interesting to see because you have to have thick skin in the industry so you don't get taken advantage of, but some of the things Ray did just didn't sit right with me. We discussed it for a bit once it was over and pretty much all agreed that the movie was good overall. He rated it a 4.5 out of 5 and me a 5 out of 5. I hugged Mum and Dad and they head back to their room until the morning when we'd meet again. Me and my man went into watching a show before heading to bed. I was actually kind of tired and so was he, so we fell asleep pretty quickly with dreams of more fun to come. So loves, I'll end here for now and I'll be back with the next episode soon because we're heading to the pink sand beach. XOXO, Bombshell out.